Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Let's turn to Hebrews and the chapter 11. We've started a new year. It's now 2020. That means a new decade. Since it's a little while since we were together studying this subject, let me remind you first and foremost of the title of our study. It's called Bright and Shining Lights in the Bible. And we are focusing upon the list of names that are given us here in Hebrews 11. We do that because if we were to take all the bright and the shining lights that are given us in the Bible, well, I wouldn't live long enough to finish the study. So we've focused on this chapter, which lists quite a number of the great men and women who live for the Lord and who the Holy Spirit was particularly pleased to point out to us what they did and give us a little insight into their lives and their faithfulness. Now we have come to the verses 9 and 10 and we're thinking about Abraham, one of the key figures in the Bible. Let's read the verses that we're referring to, verse 9 and the verse 10. By faith, he, that's Abraham, sojourned, that is, tarried, spent his time in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. The hymn that we sung this morning was particularly suitable, I think, to our study. The first verse of the hymn says, I'm a pilgrim bound for glory. I'm a pilgrim going home. Come and hear me tell my story. All that love the Saviour, come. Pilgrimage. That's the emphasis here of the verses that we have just read and previous verses. We're taking up again what we started to study regarding Abraham, as it is recorded here in these verses in Hebrews. We started with the verse 8, the last time we were together. I'll just remind you of what it says. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. Now, we noted the last time we were together that Abraham obeyed God. God called him and Abraham obeyed him. And here's the important bit. He obeyed him and went out not knowing where he was going. Not knowing where he was going. He would have known something, but knew nothing of the land to which he was going. Knew nothing of it. Then, secondly, he believed God's promise that the land to which he was going, about which he knew nothing, he would receive as an inheritance. And although, boys and girls, all this took place thousands of years ago, what God promised to Abraham and the obedience Abraham rendered unto God still has an impact in this world today. Still has an impact. The land God promised to Abraham, there's still a great quarrel going on about that matter. And there are those who live in the vicinity of that land, the promised land, the land of Israel as we know it. They're still arguing and saying that the descendants of Abraham have no right to be here. No right to be here. And not just saying that, but have made many attempts to kill them off and destroy them. Right back into history, beginning at the time when God led the 12 tribes under Joshua into the promised land. There's been war, and it's continuing to this day. And in fact, at this moment, there are many nervous leaders in the world who are scared concerning one particular bitter enemy of Israel, namely Iran. They're scared that they might launch a missile attack on Israel. Because you see, Israel will most certainly answer such an attack. And then, where that leads, well, there's leaders in the world and they're very concerned and troubled and anxious about this situation. It's an ongoing war that began when God said to Abraham, up, leave your home, and go out to the land that you don't know anything about yet, but which I will give you as an inheritance. Now, there was wonderful faith on the part of Abraham in obeying God. Wonderful faith. He didn't know where he was going, but he believed God, and he stepped out in faith. But you know, boys and girls, if you're saved today, you're doing the same as Abraham. You're doing the same. If you're saved today, you've obeyed the voice of God. You have become a pilgrim, and you're bound for a land about which you know very little. You know God has promised it to you. You know something of the land that God has revealed in His Word, but really, you've never been there. And you've never spoken to anybody who has been there. That's what it means to walk in faith, obeying God and trusting Him. Now, here in the verses that we're looking at, 9 and 10, Abraham has journeyed from the land of Iraq, we'll give it its modern name, journeyed right across, and he has arrived in that territory that today we know as Israel. He's arrived there. And he has taken up residence there. And I'm telling you, it's a picture of you today if you're saved. Not your picture if you're not saved. If you're not saved today, you'll not see any likeness to yourself in what I'm saying. You'll not understand what I'm talking about if you're not saved. But if you are saved, you will see something in what was happening to Abraham. You'll see something of the like happening to you as well. It says he dwelt in the land of promise. Verse 9, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise. He was a stranger there in that land which was really his. God had given it to him. But there was nobody in that land at that time, the Canaanites, who saw Abraham as anything other than an outsider, a stranger. And if he had said, you know, actually, this is my land, they would have laughed at him. They would have laughed at him. Who do you think you are, just coming out over the hills there and arriving here with your tent and your animals and your household, and now you're saying this is your land? Well, they would have been anything but pleased at what he was saying. He was just a stranger. Let me tell you something, boys and girls. You see this world? We're strangers here. We're strangers here. We don't fit in. The world has its ways, its habits, its notions, its views, its language. And the Christian doesn't fit in. Doesn't fit in. The Christian loves the Lord, loves His Word. And they don't like the ways of the world, the language of the world, what the world talks about. Christian doesn't fit in. But this is our world. Doesn't belong to the worldly man. This is our world. This is our world. Maybe you've never thought about that. Maybe you've never considered this fact, but I want you to do it today. Because what God was saying to Abraham regarding the promised land of Israel, He has said to us. But He has said to us not just about the land of Israel. He said it about the whole earth. Let me show you what I mean. Would you please turn to some verses here? We'll take our time and look through these verses in order to hear God speaking. Psalm 25. Psalm 25. I'm sure the most of you should be able to find it. Psalm 25. And we're looking, please, at verse number 12. Now, we'll read through. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed, the offspring of this man that fears the Lord, shall inherit the earth. Now, the phrases in verse 12 there about this man that God's speaking of, it's one who believes in the Lord Jesus. It's one who's saved. And notice that the one who's saved, his offspring, shall inherit the earth. That should, as we say, intrigue you. That should cause your interest to really peak. You should look at this and say, what? The earth belongs to the godly? How can that be? We'll go a little further. Look at Psalm 37. Psalm 37, and we're looking at the verse 9. Verse 9, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. There it is again. We didn't make a mistake when we looked at Psalm 25 and saw that God said that the righteous shall inherit the earth. We didn't take God up wrongly. We didn't misunderstand him, because here he's saying it again. Look at it. He's talking about you if you're saved. He says, they that wait upon the Lord, they that pray, they that look to the Lord and wait for his command and his instruction and seek to follow what it is he says, that person shall inherit the earth. Verse 10 says, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be, but the meek. Oh, here we are again. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Here's something that's going to happen. Just like Abraham, when he came to the promised land, God says, I'm going to give you this land. And Abraham lived his life in that land that God brought him to, and he never really possessed it. He came in a stranger, and he died, and he still was a stranger. But God had promised, I'm going to give it to you and to your seed, your offspring. You're going to have it, and God will keep that promise. And in like manner, he has said to you, if you're saved, you're going to inherit the earth. Just you think about that. Just you think about that. Most of us consider it a wonderful thing if we have a little house and a nice garden, just a wee bit of the earth. We think that's great. But God says, I'm going to give you the whole of the earth. That's what he's saying. You might be considering this matter for the first time today, and it's a bit much to take it in. You're really wondering, can this be so? Yes, it can be so, for God has said it, boys and girls. There, in the verse 9 through to 11 of Psalm 37, you have it. And I want you to go back to that on many occasions and see what God has to say. Look at the verse 22. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. So there is the future of the righteous, those who are blessed by the gospel, and those who reject the gospel. You are under the curse of God. One going to inherit the earth, the other's going to be cut off. That's the gospel message, isn't it, boys and girls? That's the gospel message. Those who are trusting in the Lord Jesus have a sweet, a precious, a glorious future promised to them. Those who are not trusting in the Lord Jesus don't have such a promise, don't have such a future. They have a most dreadful future. Now, we can go a little further into the New Testament this time. Some people, you know, improperly consider what the New Testament says to be more important, more authoritative, carrying more weight than the Old Testament. That's not right. That's not right. Just you remember this. When the Lord Jesus preached, he preached out of the Old Testament. There was no New Testament when the Savior was preaching. So when it talks about him opening the Bible, opening the Word of God, he was opening the Old Testament. But when we come to the New Testament, in which God opens up what is said in the Old Testament and reveals it to us, we find the same truth as that which I have been setting before you. Look at Matthew chapter 5. Now, this is an important chapter in the Bible, and it's one that many people turn to. It's called the chapter of the Beatitudes, that is, the blessings. See how verse 1 starts us off? And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed, blessed, happy. That's what the word means. And he started to list all those who are happy, who have every right to be happy. that by the mercy of God, such was their standing and their circumstances, that they were happy. They were happy. Then he goes down the list. And we come to the verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Here we're back to this theme. Here's a people who are going to inherit the earth. God's going to give them the earth. They're going to rule the earth. It's going to be theirs. As God placed Adam in the Garden of Eden, one day God is going to place all those who receive in this earth. And there will be nobody else in the earth but the saved. There'll be no cursing. There'll be no lies. There'll be no sin. There'll be nothing to irritate and grieve and vex the people of God. There will only be those who are saved in the earth. It's going to be theirs. That's what it says. The Lord Jesus says it. Blessed are the meek. Why are they blessed? Why should they be happy? For they shall inherit the earth. One thing remains for me to point out here, and that is, who are the meek? Who's the Lord talking about? Blessed are the meek. Who are they, these people called the meek, who will inherit the earth? Who are they? Turn to Matthew chapter 11. Boys and girls, there is a simple principle I want it to be written upon your heart. When you have a question about what's in the Bible, the place to go for the answer is the Bible. Is the Bible. Not to man, but the Bible. So we have a question here. Who are the meek? Well, let the Bible answer us as to who the meek are. Matthew chapter 11, and here's the Savior speaking in the verse 28. And you say, oh, I know these verses. I've heard these verses many times before. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke. Do you know what a yoke is? It's a simple, in the Bible times, a simple piece of wood shaped to fit across the shoulders of two animals that were standing side by side and were either pulling a plow or pulling a cart. And the yoke fitted on their shoulders, and to the yoke was attached chains to the plow, to the cart, and they were thus able to pull it. And the Savior says, a Christian wears a yoke, and it attaches them to Christ, and they walk with Him, engaged with Him in the same work, the same toil, the same labors, as He is engaged in. That's what a Christian is. So He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. You see, when two animals are tied together with a yoke, they learn of each other. They have to accommodate each other. One can't go faster than the other. They have to go at the same speed. One can't go that way while the other's going that way. They have to walk together. So a Christian learns, follows, walks in step with the Lord Jesus Christ. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. As we're learning of Christ and walking in step with Him, we become like Him. Meek, meek. So we know who it is that's going to inherit the earth according to God's word. It is those who have come to Christ, submitted themselves to Him, got into step with Him, walk with Him, and learn His ways, and become like Him. Become like Him. And the people who will inherit the earth are those who have obeyed the gospel call, come to Christ, and are walking in harmony with Him. Remember what I said? Abraham came to a land, he was a stranger. There would have been people there. In fact, I would say all of the people there, almost all of the people there, would have despised him, hated him, considered him an outsider. What are you doing here? Go back where you belong. That would have been the sort of attitude. But he was there because God had promised him the land. Boys and girls, the world might hate us. The world might despise us. The world might well wish that we would disappear, that the doors of the church would close, and the gospel witness stop. That would please people. But it's not going to happen, because God has given us the earth. And although at this time we're only strangers, like Abraham was,
one day we're going to possess the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth. Are you saved today? Are you born again? Are you walking with the Lord, carrying His yoke, in step, in harmony, one with Him? Well, here's the future for you. This earth will be yours. It will be yours. We'll take the matter a little further the next time we're together. Let's bow in prayer. Lord Jesus, I have no doubt we have set before the boys and the girls truths that are perhaps difficult for them just to embrace. It's so contrary to what is thought today, what is common today amongst men. But Lord, here is what Thou hast promised. This earth will be ours. Just as God gave the promised land of Israel to Abraham and his descendants, so Thou hast given us the earth, those of us who love the Saviour. One day we will occupy it and rule over it gloriously. O God, bless the word to the children today. Make them think upon these matters I ask of Thee, and do them good. Bless the school. Take care of it today and its teachers, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.